Thank you.
Case number 10270, Irvin A. Moore, south of Road 350, west of Wilmington Avenue, being Lot 51, Section E, within Banks Acres Development. A variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirement.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that. Irvin Moore, 31398 Railway Road, Ocean View.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir.
I'm applying for the variance for the placement of the shed on the property. You probably have the print. If you look at the drive that comes down the side of the house, my two neighbors, the one to the left of the driveway and the one right behind me, Chuck Pemberton, we allowed him a variance probably 25 years ago so he could put his sheds right on our property line. Due to the tightness and the way everything is laid out, it's kind of no other way to do it. If you look, there is an existing concrete.
Hold on just a minute, dude.
Does anybody have a drawing? I didn't have one with my packet.
Yeah, I don't have anything. Do you have them, sir?
Here, I'll let you have this. I thought they were all set in. You can have that. Anyhow, the way everything is situated on the properties, it's just tight and confined. And that existing concrete pad that was there, due to my inexperience at this, I just assumed that if I placed my shed on that existing concrete pad that's been there for over 30 years, I was okay. It's inside my property line. Like where my shed sits is probably 2 foot to 2.25 feet off the back and the side property lines, which I understand now you have to have a 5 foot setback on your property lines. So basically, my neighbors had no complaints. I think the signed papers, or you should have copies, were there wouldn't be any problem with them if I requested a 40-inch variance on my setbacks.
Okay.
It would be if it would go through, they had no problems with it. But the way it's situated, the problem is I have no other place to put the shed to make it functional. When you try to turn into the two-car garage, if I put it up on my pad, the concrete pad, it would block the doors. And where it's at now, it looks good. I had it painted the same color, the same shingles. I had it, K&L made it for me. So I had the same color and the same shingles and everything put on there.
K&L placed it for you?
Excuse me?
K&L placed it
for you? Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
So they told you about getting a permit?
I had gotten all my permits, and I did all that. Like I said, Mr. Mills, it was just my stupidity and just assumption that when I even came over here and got my permits and stuff, I didn't even go through the paper. If I'd went through all the paperwork, I would have seen it. And it was just in my mind that we knew, well, when I laid everything out and looked at it, you know, and I said, well, this is going to work out perfect, and the pad height and everything's perfect for it, and to get the lawnmowers and everything in and out. And it comes right on my existing pad. I didn't have to put any steps, anything on it or whatever. But like I say, it's no one's fault but my own that I didn't realize about the 5 foot setbacks. And where it is like there's not enough room to really place it any other place to make it even functional.
Back in 06, you had a variance for your front yard, right?
That was for the setback on the house.
Okay. Got to be 30 feet?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Yes, I'm pretty
sure. 15-foot variance?
Yes, I'm pretty sure that was it.
How long has this shed been placed?
There you go.
Probably about 5 months now.
And you received a letter from the county saying that you needed to...
What happened, I hadn't sent in the letter for the closures. Unfortunately, I'm traveling so much. I'm not anymore. I moved back here permanent. I was working hazmat. I'd be here 1 minute, Texas the next, you know, and wherever. So things were kind of... there were several issues that kind of got out of hand even while the house was being done there that had to be rectified. And but I didn't send the letter back in to close on the permit that I had for placing the shed. So that's how it was picked up on that, when they come out and checked on that. And I was notified through the mail, yes.
You had a violation?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was Dean Malloy. Mm-hmm. He was very helpful to me. He actually come out and I showed him about the pad and everything else, and he said, yeah, he said, I can understand what your thinking was. He said, but you know, he said, you do this and do that, and he said, I don't think you have a problem. But he's a very, very nice person.
All right, I'll make sure he knows that.
Yes, I appreciate that. Where that, if you're looking at that picture where that concrete pad is now, my shed actually sits all the way up against the front part of the driveway slab. So in other words, there's a big giant chunk of that concrete slab that's not even under my shed.
Okay.
You know, my shed's sitting on it.
Because it looks like the corner of the concrete pad hits the line, but you're saying the building is not.
No, it's actually right there on that corner. I'm like 1 foot. 1 3/4 feet off of Chuck's line, and then I'm like 2 foot 3 inches off of Iva's lot next door.
Malloy, Inspector Malloy look at all this, did he?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
And he's the one that told me to request a 40-inch variance. He said, just say, get 40 inches, and that'll take care of it all the way around. Like I say, he was very, very helpful because you know, I told him, I said, I wasn't trying to beat the system or nothing here. He said, no, I don't. He said, I see what you did. He said, that's no problem. I said, no, I went and got my permits. I did everything I was supposed to. It was just, I fell in a loophole there. I didn't follow through with it, and just too many sticks in the fire. But, you know, I just, you know, like I said, I just wanted everybody to know that I wasn't trying to beat the system. It was just my total ignorance, really, what it was.
Lucky you have one of the best.
What's that, sir?
You have one of the best inspectors.
Okay. Yeah, like I say, he was good. He was he helped me a lot, talked me right through it, told me what to do, who to ask for, and whatever.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have two letters in favor, one from a Mr. Pemberton, and another one from Mr. O'Hara. They have no objections, and they ask you to approve the variance requested.
Okay.
Are they your neighbors?
Yes, they are.
Is there anyone here in opposition? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10270. It's a minimum variance to grant relief, and I don't believe it alter central character of the neighborhood. We have granted variances in Bank Acres in the past.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,270. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much. And everybody have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you again.